Well, I think Jimmy, because he is such a huge influence on me and my guitar playing, and the fact that he did with a guitar and a bass what some people need, you know, three guitars and a bass and a keyboard to do. He's just a mastermind at layering techniques and guitar stuff, because if you listen to his early albums and you actually listen to each track by itself, some of the sounds by themselves are really... They're so peculiar that you wouldn't think that they sounded good by themselves. And in order to have that vision to layer stuff and make the final outcome sound good, it's like, you know, you go into a spice drawer and you take a handful of, like, cumin or something like that, or coriander. It's like you would never imagine that used in the right levels that it really can enhance things. Angus, I like the fact that he had that unbelievable sound when he... plays his guitar so loud and he barely touches the strings, and he just has a great bluesy rock vibe and his unbelievable presence and energy. As far as Alice, I think that this is a person who is the epitome of a dichotomy in the self and the persona, who he is on stage, who he's off stage, and the fact that he's been able to capture this theatrical element in his music. And so many people have copied him. Kiss, Marilyn Manson, there's so many things, and a lot of his stuff, you know, when he was just starting out with you know, the unbelievable drug stories and the chicken story from Texas, where someone had thrown a chicken up on stage to him and he threw it back in the audience and the audience ripped its head off, and the folklore came back that Alice did that and he never touched it, and the fact that he just let the story ride, you know, I thought it was just so cool.